Our scripture reading today is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 22 through 40. Listen as we hear of Jesus being presented in the temple. When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have promised in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel." And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped there with fasting and prayer night and day. At that moment, she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him.
Before the altar bending, why? Why lies the child in manger bare, where ox and ass are feeding? Give heed, draw near, for sinners hear the silent word is pleading. Shall pierce him through, the cross be borne for me, for you. Hail, hail the Word made flesh, the babe, the child of Mary. Bring gifts of incense, gold and myrrh, come join in jubilation. The Holy Child, though meek and mild, has come with God's salvation. Raise, raise the song. It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to all, great news of joy we in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. Still through the cloven skies they come with peaceful wings unfurled, and still their heavenly music floats o'er all the wings. Above its sad and lonely plains, they bend a hovering wing, and ever o'er its babble sounds the blessed angels sing. And low beneath life's crushing load, whose forms are bending low, who toil along the climbing way with painful steps and slow, look now for glad and golden hours come swiftly on the wing. Oh, beside the weary road, and hear the angels sing. For lo, the days are hastening on, by prophet bards foretold, when with the ever-circling years comes round the gold, when peace shall over all the earth its ancient splendors fling, and all the world the song which now the angels sing. Jesus, Jesus, oh, what a wonderful child. Jesus, Jesus, so holy, meek and mild. New life, new hope, the child will bring. Listen to the angels sing.
The child will breathe.